Good evening and welcome to On The Radio Menus broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, HH calls for tourism clubs in schools. Husband pours hot cooking oil on wife's face. In international news, Trump claims China has agreed not to send weapons to Iran. In sports news, FAS questions hub to commitment over request to alter contract terms. With the news in detail, my name is Philiso Amkena. In local news, President Hagainde Hichilema calls for the introduction of tourism education clubs in schools across the country. In a speech delivered on his behalf by Education Minister Douglas Yakalima at the 2026 Travel Hospitality and Tourism Education Summit in Lusaka, President Hichilema says the clubs will complement the newly introduced travel and tourism subject in secondary schools. He says the government has introduced the subjects to equip learners with industry-relevant skills and improve job creation prospects in the sector. Tourism Minister Rodney Sikumba announced that Zambia will establish the first specialized tourism learning institution on the African continent. Sikumba says the government has completed the conveyance process of 160 hectares of land donated for the Zambia College of Tourism Studies. UN Tourism Regional Director Elsha Grandcourt praised Zambia for integrating tourism into the school curriculum and aligning education with industry needs. The University of Zambia Library plans to introduce a new digital security system. Speaking in an interview with Unza Radio, Head of Department of Public Library Services, Zakari Zulu, says a survey has been conducted to improve library security through scanning. He says that by next semester, the library will invest in this new security measure away from the physical student ID check, which does not give 100% proof. Zulu says security is tasked with checking student IDs, however, some students keep their IDs poorly, leading to facial disfiguration. Putting a standardized time limit would be unfair, hence security has to ensure that people accessing the library are bona fide students. Furthermore, Zulu says when an incident of theft occurs, a file is logged in which the disciplinary student code is followed. However, if one is not a student, it becomes a police case. In addition, Zulu says the library sensors are in operation. However, if there is a malfunction with the sensors, security guards will be positioned near the sensors to check if library property has been taken out of the library without authorization. The Ministry of Education is yet to review the school disciplinary framework in response to the recent rise of disciplinary challenges among pupils countrywide. Speaking in an interview with Unza FM, a teacher who is anonymous says that phones have greatly contributed to indiscipline, with large number of pupils copying and trying to imitate what they watch on social media, and says that if parents are unable to discipline children at home, children take and influence other children in schools. She further went on to say that overcrowding schools has also contributed in a way that it's very difficult for the teacher to handle large numbers of pupils at once, which is difficult to monitor their behaviors. Meanwhile, a parent, Bright Chilufia, says that issues of discipline are a collective thing. He highlighted how teachers, despite having authority, do not have the power to take full control when it comes to disciplining the pupils, because many a times when certain parents go to schools to threaten them. He adds that the parents' role is to first institute discipline in their children, and in order for this challenge to be addressed, we can also learn from the old times and hope that the new review will balance the teacher's duty and the rights of the child. Still in local news, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, is tomorrow expected to announce the 70 new constituencies, which will bring the number of parliamentary seats to 226 from the current 156. This follows the conclusion of the delimitation of constituencies by ECZ in line with its constitutional process of increasing constituents-based seats. ECZ Corporate Affairs Manager Patricia Luhanga said in a statement yesterday that the new constituencies will be announced at the Mulungush International Conference Center. In February this year, ECZ launched the delimitation exercise ahead of the August 13th general election. Before the exercise was undertaken, there were stakeholder consultations across all 116 districts of the country from February 16th to 20th, 2026. The exercise was in line with the recently enacted Constitutional Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025. In line with the law, the new constituencies are supposed to be later published in the Government Gazette. The new constituencies will only take effect on May 15, 2026, after the dissolution of Parliament in readiness of the general election. According to ECZ, the polling districts will be organized so as to ensure that they are aligned with the newly created constituencies. State House says President Hage Ndehichi Lema is heading into the 2026 general election season, leading a campaign centered on development and national progress. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka says government programs under the President's leadership have delivered results, including the introduction of free education. Hamasaka says the Constituent Development Fund, CDF, now set at 40 million kwacha per constituency annually, has boosted development at community level through decentralization. He says the country has seen a reduction in political violence, creating what he described as a more peaceful environment. Hamasaka says the government recognizes that challenges remain, particularly in agriculture, mining, energy, and education. He said the UPND has nominated President Hichilema Lema unopposed as its candidate for the 2026 general election, a move he says reflects confidence in his leadership and vision. Hamasaka calls on citizens to support the Sword Sana movement, which he says is aimed at sustaining development gains and driving a future growth. And finally, in local news, a 34-year-old woman of Chikaya compound in Lundazi district is nursing serious burns on her face after the husband poured hot cooking oil on her for coming home late. The victim sustained burns on the face, left ear, eye, and left side of the neck. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba said the incident occurred around 20 hours on Monday. Mwemba says brief facts of the matter are that on the material day, both the suspect, Robi Sipuni, and the victim, Ketina Ngandu, went to their respective workplaces, leaving their four children in the custody of their maid, who knocked off at 18 hours. He says that Sipuni, aged 52, returned home early and started cooking for the children, while his wife arrived home at 22 hours. Mwemba says when questioned, the victim claims to have gone to visit a friend, and this resulted into a dispute leading to the pouring of hot cooking oil on her face by the husband. He says the victim reported the matter to Lundazi police station yesterday. Mwemba says the suspect was charged and arrested for assault, occasioning actual bodily harm, and is expected to appear in court today. We now take a short break. Still to come is international sports news. Don't go away.
Fortunately, this love work doesn't have to worry. All you have to do is
enter the store,
go straight to the refreshment area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of money. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
What's better than your bestie? A bestie who brings the hottest blockbusters to movie night. Keeps the kids smiling with the funniest cartoons and never misses a goal. That's GoTV Stream. Your soapies sorted. Your